All right, welcome back, everybody. It is LaPierre's Ultimate Classic Rock, and Saturday mornings means it's the Gunsmith Show, and this is the final segment of the show today, May 3rd. Here we are. We're going to give you the next 15 minutes, roughly, talking about guns, specifically from Williams Gun Sight Company now.
That's right.
Because it's the fourth segment of our show.
Fourth segment. We always talk about Williams. Used firearms from Williams.
Yeah, we do. But Williams, we want to thank everybody here at the station that keeps this show going for us. Town Square Media is great for us, and we appreciate all the help from Dan and Chris and the whole team. We certainly appreciate it. But US 103 is a heck of a good station. We're proud to be on here and part of the family. We've been at this radio group now for over 15 years. Wow. Yes. Yeah. 16 and a half years now. So it's May. So glad to be here, and hopefully you are too. And you know that excellent music you get out of the station. I appreciate it so much when they gave me the show on this station, because we used to be on AM, the old WLCO and everything, and a 1470 WFNT. And now here on US 103, it's a darn good fit. Plus the streaming is outstanding. And you can always pick up our show too on our website, thegss.com. And let's do it like a podcast anytime you want to. You can go back 3 years and listen to them if you want. They've been on there forever. So,
not to mention our old original shows are all on YouTube.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
We have a YouTube channel there, The Gunsmith Show, and we put our shows on there for years.
Yeah.
100 and some shows on there. And great interviews with people that are in the industry and updates. It's been a great
source. We've had a lot of fun doing this. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we appreciate it. And for every single one of our shows for the past, over a decade, Williams Gun Sight has been there as one of our prime sponsors, and we appreciate them so much. They've been on the range since 1926. They're right on LaPierre Road, just west of Irish, and in Davison, Michigan, and an outstanding store, 25,000 square feet. If you've never been to Williams, you really need to go. It is a destination. Plan on spending some time there. They have a tactical side, and then they have like a hunting side.
Yeah.
And you come in the door, it's a beautiful showroom. Don't get scared when you get out of the car. You're probably going to hear some gunfire, because the live ranges on the outside are active almost every single day of the week. So they are open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. But weather dependent on the outside ranges, or if we get floods or anything like that, like the rain we had earlier this week, really had it wet out there. So make sure you take time to go to Williams. You can go to williamsgunsight.com and check out the guns. They have their used guns on there. You got to search a little bit through the site, click on the right tabs. I'm almost always looking at it through my iPhone, and that can be a little tricky getting there, but it's not bad. But you usually go to it, don't you, from your regular computer?
I pull it up on the Chrome, whatever we have, a Chromebook thing.
Chromebook, and that makes it easier for you, I imagine?
Well, it's easier to use with the mouse for me. I can scroll down, click, move around things.
Yeah.
So see the pictures bigger. So,
he always sees them faster than I do.
Yeah. And I have my normal, I'm going to search this shotgun, this brand, this rifle, stuff like that.
Well, it's helping me with my wrinkles on my face, because I'm squinting all the time.
Squint
looking at the
That's a tiny gun. Phone. Oh, no, it's just on my phone.
So. Well, you can always call Williams, too. 810-653-2131. Remember, 7 days a week. And they have site technicians right on hand Monday through Friday. They'll change your sights oftentimes while you wait on your guns. And they can do scope mounting at the same time, too. They have an outstanding collection of scopes and excellent gunsmiths on hand. Whatever you need done, they can do it, plus an outstanding sales staff. Constantly growing. Place is awesome. So
let's go into our five used guns.
All right.
So how do you want to start this?
I like everything you've picked out this week.
Good.
Mean, there's a good story for every one of them. Let's start with the first one, the Beretta M9A4. Tell us about that one, Jake.
Yeah, this is, so again, the A4. So this is the,
wow. It was kind of a military tryout gun.
Yeah, this was, when the military went with SIG M17s, Glock had their option they came out with, Beretta came out with their options. Everybody's coming out with different options on firearms.
Right.
Well, the M9A4, this is all tan, threaded barrel, night sights, 5-inch barrel, comes with two mags, ready to go. In 9mm for $939.95. So this is your you know, your tactical operator ready 9mm from Beretta.
It's just loaded. I mean, it's got everything you could imagine on
if,
a pistol.
If you're a veteran, you're probably of the past 30 years, you're familiar with this firearm.
Desert
this
storm-ish.
Is just slightly different. The new A4s have more of a straighter grip.
Yeah, I like it. It reminds me more. I just like
it's more
the
of a
look.
1911 style grip.
I think so. I mean, the other ones weren't bad.
They're comfortable.
And this one, I might have a better. See, it's all about the point of aim when you pull that handgun up, and that's why, like Ruger, 30 years ago started copying 45s, making the Ruger 22-45.
Right.
Because all the buttons were in the same spot. It was a plastic 22, but it was a familiar pattern of how you use the gun. And Beretta did the same thing with this. They kind of just straightened up that grip a little bit. I like it. It's a sharp looking gun, very attractive. And if it shoots anything like your Beretta 92, you have an FS or an F?
Ooh, FS.
FS? Yeah, okay. And if
I didn't think about
like
that
goes,
for a second. So,
and remember, on the website it says 939. Go there, you might have something to trade in. You never know what you can come up
with. You never know.
Nope.
All right, number two.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Well, a Browning shotgun from Browning Maxus 2.
Ooh.
This is the Browning Maxus 2 Stalker 12-gauge shotgun. 28-inch barrel, gas-operated with choke tubes, and it's actually got a very nice Browning big plastic hard case that comes with it.
Yeah.
This is probably one of your finest gas-operated Browning shotguns you can get today.
This is very similar to what my Winchester Super X 2 was, wasn't
this
it?
Is more of the Super X 3.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
This is like an evolution of that.
Okay, it's got so that odd-looking
silver
top on it where it's got a little
yeah,
little
if I remember,
crest.
I don't remember if it's the Browning Silver, the Browning Gold shotguns are the twos? Super X 2s.
Okay, all right, because they're all owned by the same company.
Yeah, they're all made
they're
in
all
the
made
same
in either Morocco or Portugal.
Yeah. So
I think they're made in Morocco.
That's the same idea here. So 12 gauge Browning Maxus 2. This is really, I mean,
it's a beautiful gun
for ducks, geese,
yeah,
turkey, whatever you may be.
Yeah, even deer.
Even deer, if
yeah,
you want
if you
to.
Wanted to.
1,325.
Wow, that's a nice shotgun, boy. That's a nice one. Well, the next one raises a lot of eyebrows too. It's the LMT, which is Lewis Machine Tool Defense 308. So this is your basically your AR-10 with a 16.5-inch barrel. So it's just like an AR-15, only it's a little bit beefier. It handles 308 cartridges instead of 223s or 5.56. It comes with one mag, but this thing's got a Trijicon TA-11H 308 optics on it. So the scope alone is worth so much money. Oh, my gosh.
It's honestly...
LMT guns are $2,500 anyway.
You know, you can look at this gun two ways. You're looking at, you're saying, you know, I'm getting a, you know, you're getting this for, you know, the Trijicon scope's only adding $500 to it realistically. But then you're looking, no, it's a $1,500 optic
right,
system.
On a $2,600 gun.
Yeah. So
it's a over $4,000 total package, and you're getting it for $3,500.
And LMT does make some of the finest
ARs, yeah.
AR style rifles out there. Truly.
That is, what color is this one? Do you know?
Tan.
It figures. I like the green ones too. Yeah. I
got. Well, we're not fighting wars anywhere that's green right now.
No
so,
kidding. Well, you never know.
Not yet.
You never know.
It's just the first week in the May.
The only
so hang
swamp
on.
We talk about fighting in is Washington, D.C. So yeah. It is what it is. But the Lewis Machine Tools always put out really good stuff, just like Browning and Beretta. So far, you're 3 for 3 so far, Jake.
Well, hopefully I'm 4 for 4.
Slam.
Well,
that'd be a grand slam.
No.
Oh, man, your fourth gun.
There's five. Well, yeah. So
there's
let's,
five.
Let's
yeah,
see. There's five. This is a Ruger Super Blackhawk. So your large Ruger single action revolver.
Has this got the smooth cylinder?
It does not.
So it's got a fluted cylinder.
Fluted cylinder.
Okay.
5-inch right. barrel. I'm sorry. 44 Magnum. 44 Magnum. 10.5-inch barrel.
10.5-inch. Yeah.
So this is.
I put a bipod on the last one of these I had. I did. And it's fun to shoot that way.
So 10.5-inch barrel, 44 Magnum.
Well, this gun originally was made. Back even when this one was made, it's a Super Blackhawk stainless with that fluted cylinder. This was made back when silhouette shooting was very popular.
Oh, yeah.
And silhouette shooting was when you took a large caliber handgun and you shot the steel targets out at 150 and 200 yards with a handgun. I was doing it with 357 Magnums in the day with my King Cobra, and smacking targets at long range and just having a ball with it. Well, this was one that would always knock over the sheep.
Yeah.
Because it had enough oomph with it, you know, even with just a 240 grain bullet, but it had enough oomph to knock them over. And those 10.5-inch barreled Super Blackhawks, they're hard to holster. I literally put a camera sling on mine, almost looked like a guitar sling, and it worked out good for carrying it. So,
well, there you go. This one's actually a steal at $599.
Wow, that is
steal.
A great price. It's just a great price. That's a good gun. Even if it had scuffs on it or something for that price, I'd have it bead blasted. You know, make it satin.
You could have stainless. This Cerakote in green if you want green so bad.
I've had green guns,
but don't
before.
Ever drop it in the woods.
You'll lose it.
You'll lose it.
I lost a good put throwing a little, knife one time in the woods. It bounced off a tree, and I never found it in the woods.
An air tag on it so you know where the gun's at.
It was a throwing
That'd
knife.
Actually be a really good idea, actually, on a nice revolver, is put an air tag inside the grips.
Probably could.
That way you know where the gun's at.
If it would hold up to the recoil.
That's true. You know, well, the fifth gun.
Already,
fifth gun. We've got to keep going here.
All right.
Mossberg Silver Reserve Shotgun, 12-gauge over and under. Synthetic stock, all matte blue. This would be your rainy day shotgun.
Yeah, I like the thought of it being matte blue because a lot of times these things are shiny and real glittery. Yep. And it's not really something you want to take hunting.
No.
You can go out and shoot clays with it, but this gun being matte blue with 28-inch barrels with choke tubes and everything.
In the box.
That's great for a 12-gauge.
For $550.
Wow.
So if you're looking for an entry level but still a well-made,
yeah, they're decent.
Over
they're
and under shotgun. Yeah, over and under 12 gauge for a great price and a recognizable brand. You can say, oh, it's a Mossberg. People know what a Mossberg is.
Yeah, they get really good warranties, so that's the important
$550. So these five guns and more at WilliamsGunsight.com. Go to the store tab on the website, then go to Use Firearms and search from there.
Yeah.
And who knows? You might find five of your own you want to go over and snatch.
Darn right. I'll tell you what, we were out there recently. We were looking at a really cool CZ Drake. The green shotgun we looked at.
Oh, yeah.
Over and under.
Yep.
In a 12-gauge. Cerakoted green, real pretty wood on
it. They're sharp. They are sharp guns.
We're actually putting one of those in our raffle and that's coming up here for Tommy's Heart. And pretty cool. Pretty cool. We're excited about that one. And you'll hear more about that soon because we're right in the process of getting the tickets printed and we'll start meeting you and selling you tickets. So for now, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
We are the Gunsmith Show, and it's over for today, Saturday the 3rd of May.
Find us on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show, or send us a message, shooter@thegss.com.
And keep listening here to US 103 all weekend long with great entertainment every minute of the day.